Speaking.
Yes, hi. It's Naftali.
Hello?
Yeah, it's Naftali. Do you have a minute?
Hello? Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, now I can. Naftali?
Yeah.
Hi, what's up?
Good. I'm just this question that you answered me. I just want to like understand what's on the line. What means the Medicaid spend down and what is that
Medicaid spend
asking for
down
you?
means that they're right, they're over the income limit, and they could pay basically as if it's like paid health insurance. Like they could pay monthly. So if they have a spend down, that means that they have a certain amount of money they need to pay in order to qualify for free Medicaid. So they have to pay monthly if they wanna like keep the Medicaid.
So they pay like a certain amount, and then they're getting like I guess more than that to get Medicaid, and including the home care.
Right. I know the 985 looks like it would be for everything. How much over were they? I don't remember. But the price that they give them is like the spend down is the spend down. If they're Medicaid eligible, they're usually waiver eligible. I think it's the same income. The only difference is for Medicaid, I don't think they do the assets as closely.
But if she wants to get home care approved for the waiver, then she needs to spend that amount of money every month. That means the
Yeah,
spend
she
down.
needs to do the spend down, she needs to pay in.
Okay, and one more thing about this the email that you sent me yesterday from patient Robert, the fellow.
What was it? Let me pull it up.
So the waiver's not turned off. She had some assessments with the SC, but the SC and the CAO says that she's not approved. And
Okay.
the one from the rehab sent this document I sent you yesterday that she is approved.
Oh, right. Okay. So let me read it again. But from what I saw, it said that she was approved for like June or something. Like it didn't make so much sense. You sent it to my Eagle email, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me find it. Okay. You qualify for payment toward services in a long-term care facility. So he qualifies, he's in the nursing home, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so this
Some kind
is
of
a
yeah.
nursing home approval, long-term care facility. Both of these are a facility. One second. Expenses. Police assistance. Yeah, so he was approved for the nursing home, it looks like. Long-term care as in a facility. I'm sure if he's doing like a normal application, he would get approved very quickly because they already have his income.
So he was approved for LTIS, the other one, the
No. This
not to
I'm just
mention
reading now. It says long-term care that he's approved, but the long-term care that they approved him for is a nursing facility, it looks like.
Not for an aid to be paid at home.
It's not for the waiver that we need.
So, but
His
she has to,
countable
if she
income
does.
says, well,
Okay, yeah. Go ahead.
it says your countable income is 14, whatever, 1400-ish a month after allowable deductions and expenses. So they have his income. This was done January 7, 2026, the mail date. Here, so you qualify for medical assistance, but that it looks like the assistance is the nursing home. If he calls the county, he might be able to use the same approval and tell them that he wants to stay home, and switch it to a waiver, but this is not a waiver approval.
So I
But
guess
based on this, he'll definitely be approved.
So I guess and they can have the patients call into the county, check if they need to do a new application or they can switch it
Yeah, so
that way.
he should call the county or even call the broker. The broker would be faster because it's hard to get through to the county. Just call the broker and call with him. Do a three-way and say, like, listen, he's approved for a nursing home. The income, everything was checked. Is there a shorter process for going from nursing home to home care? And what does he have to do? Does he need to do a whole new application? Because I'm sure they already assessed his ADLs and they already assessed the income too. So it might just be a quick thing.
Okay, makes sense. And you said something like the from the last question, the other patient, the broken gum.
The stun now?
She asked if they set a call in the aging agency. So we're not working with that. I mean,
the Department of Aging is AAA. That's the same thing. Office of Aging, Department of Aging is 100 names. AAA is the second assessment that we do. They have some other, like, seniors. Like, it's really for disabled seniors. One of the programs they work with is the waiver, but the other programs, we don't work with it. So they could try whatever they want. But let them,
if they're approved, we can, I guess, get them the caregiver.
Yeah, if they're approved for the waiver, we could for sure take it and we'll help them, but I don't think they will be.
Okay.
Unless they want to pay.
Makes sense? Yeah.
So let me know what happens with that nursing home guy.
Yeah, okay, I'll let you know.
Okay, thanks so much.
Okay, bye.